News Talk 1620 WTAW, an update on what's happening at Blinn College campuses in Bryan with Richard Bray. And I use campuses plural because it should just kind of roll off the tongue that way, even though the new West campus is in its development with the construction. There are construction items also going to happen on the 29th and Villa Maria campus as well. And if we can start off with updates on those things.
Absolutely. On our current Bryan Villa Maria campus, we just got approval from the board to negotiate an agreement for the design of an extension that will provide an additional exit for the campus. And so we're looking forward to that because that's going to give us an opportunity to enhance the mobility on campus for our students, for faculty, staff, and visitors. It would create a full-purpose intersection there at Villa Maria Road and Red River Road, and would right now it's set up so that students and visitors can enter there but cannot exit. And so this would make it a full-purpose intersection, and we're looking to possibly get that started in the summer. That's another item that will actually come back to the board once we negotiate an agreement. And then we're also just approved the administration to negotiate a contract with Architect Studio for some landscaping improvements on the Bryan campus, and also improved on the new campus to purchase some furniture, audiovisual equipment, technology, food services, all the kinds of things that you're going to need in order to get that campus up and running. So these are small steps, but you take these small steps, and it's going to ultimately, through a number of months, get us where we need to be to open that new campus in fall 2017. So we're really excited about that.
And as we visited earlier, ground is being cleared on the new West campus. Is there a date set for an official groundbreaking?
We have not yet set that date for the groundbreaking, but the good news is everything is on schedule to get that construction up and running and have the campus open in time for fall 2017.
Visiting with Richard Bray at Blinn College, something that you want to get some attention to is the return of Blinn College's commercial truck driving program.
Absolutely. The program will open up some new classes here starting up on April 4th, April 18th, and May 2nd. And each course, it actually consists of two courses, one which is focused on the classroom, and the second which gives students the hands-on driving practice that they need. And this is one of those high-demand, high-salary positions that we love having in our workforce education division. So if you're an entry-level truck driver, you can expect a starting wage of about $20 per hour, and an annual salary that's going to be between $40,000 and $60,000. So in the course, you learn to perform your pre-trip, on-the-road, post-vehicle inspections. You learn map reading, managing your logbook, cargo documentation, and you learn all the safety guidelines and specific laws that you need in order to be a professional commercial driver. And at the end of the course, our instructors will actually accompany the students to the CDL testing facility in Hearn, where students can leave with their commercial driver's license and the certificate of completion from Blinn. So the course takes place from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mondays through Friday. It costs about $2,100. And if you're interested in the course, you can visit our website at blinn.edu/workforce, or you can give us a call at 254-829-1694.
Those classes take place where?
They take place at our Highway 60 Training Center, and that's at 5503 Raymond Stotzer Parkway in College Station.
Some other things that are taking place, Blinn College having its final two performances of the Performing Arts Series, if you can talk about that.
Absolutely. This is really something exciting. This is the first year of the Performing Arts Series. We've already brought in two incredible performances with the Young Irelanders and Jim Witter, and these are some international performers who came to the Brazos Valley and put on some great performances. And so we're looking forward to putting on the final two performances here in the next couple weeks. The first will be the Nelson Illusion Smoke and Mystery Tour, which will be Wednesday, March 30th. It will be at the Dr. W.W. O'Donnell Performing Arts Center. That is on our Blinn-Brenham campus. And they are the world's largest illusion show. So they bring more than 30,000 pounds of equipment. And the acts include making a helicopter appear on stage an industrial sized, what they call a 21-foot long drill of death. And of course, it wouldn't be an illusion show if you didn't have a girl get sawn in half in front of everybody on the stage. So individual tickets are $30 for general admission and $20 for Blinn employees, and students can get tickets for $10 at the box office the day of the event. And we're going to follow that up on Sunday, April 10th, with the New York City Gilbert and Sullivan's Players. And they will present the Pirates of Penzance. That will also be at the O'Donnell Center on the Brenham campus. And, of course, you can't do Pirates of Penzance if you don't have a full orchestra, chorus, vocal soloists, and a lot of comedy. And so just like Nelson Illusions, it's going to be $30 for general admission. If you want tickets to either show, you can get them at blinn.edu/boxoffice or by calling 979-830-4024. And the box office accepts cash and credit.
Visiting with Richard Bray at Blinn College, also want to talk about a new person with the Blinn Foundation. You have a new associate director.
Yeah, we're really excited to add Phil Shackelford to the team. He's a former congressional aide for Representative Chet Edwards, and he will oversee the foundation's programs to build upon our relationships throughout Brazos County. He's a guy who has worked with a lot of local organizations. He worked with the Rotary Club of Aggieland, the Rotary Club of Bryan, the United Way Brazos Valley, the Brazos Valley Food Bank, and he's worked with the BCS Chamber of Commerce. So he's got a lot of connections here in the community, and he's going to be a guy who's going to do a great job of building a lot and strengthening a lot of the partnerships that we have here in the Bryan College Station community. So we're really excited to have him on the team and to continue as we continue to build new campuses and new buildings and new programs here in Bryan. It's just as important that we build strong relationships with the community and find as many ways to partner with all the great organizations that are out there as possible.
And then finishing up with a couple of upcoming fundraisers.
Absolutely. Hey, on Friday, April 1st, we're going to be out at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range. The Alumni and Friends Association and the Buccaneer Letterman Associations will be hosting the 2016 Clay Shootout. And this is an opportunity to raise some money for academic scholarships and athletic equipment. The Clay Shootout will be we include four-person teams for $500 or $125 for a single shooter. And we'll have 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. flights. And we're hoping to get more than 50 teams out there this year. So food will be provided. We'll have drinks, raffles, prizes. If you're a good shot, you get trophies. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We really enjoy having this. You know, in previous years, we'd done the golf tournament. And last year, just to try to change things up a little bit, create some new energy, we came up with the Clay Shootout. And it was an incredible success. We're looking forward to building on that success this year.
Hit a bullseye with that, pun intended.
Oh, nicely done, sir.
So how does one get signed up for this?
So if you're looking to sign up, you can visit our website at foundation.blinn.edu, or you can speak to our director of alumni relations. That's Dr. Kyle Merton, and his number is 979-830-4495, or you can email him at kyle.merten@blinn.edu.
And then an art exhibit raising funds to establish endowed scholarships for art students.
Yes, this will be the first time we've ever held this event. It's going to be the Visual Arts Scholarship Fundraiser and Art Exhibit, and it's going to take place from 7 to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, April 5th, in the Bryan Campus Student Center. And we're going to have the Blinn Band out there playing some music. We're going to have feature photos, printed digital art, painting, ceramics, jewelry, and drawings, and most of the art that's going to be on display has been donated to fund art scholarships for students at the Blinn Bryan campus. So we're hoping to raise enough money to establish 10 endowed scholarships specifically for students who will be attending the Blinn Bryan campus. So we're really excited about that. If you can't make it out there on Tuesday night, the exhibit will be open in the Student Center through noon on Friday, April 8th. So it's a great opportunity for folks to go out there, purchase some art. Our art students are incredibly talented, and so it's going to be a great opportunity to check out some high quality art and support student scholarships along the way.
And that's our update. Plenty of things happening on the Blinn College Brazos County campuses. Our update with Richard Bray from Blinn College with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.